PRI, Public Radio International.
The ancient Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu famously wrote, "A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step." On this Pittsburgh Symphony broadcast, Two Trips, musical journeys by composers from the 19th and 21st centuries. I'm Jim Cunningham. Welcome to Heinz Hall for the Performing Arts in downtown Pittsburgh. Tonight's tour guide is Pittsburgh Symphony Music Director Manfred Honeck, who conducts Hector Berlioz's trippy Symphonie Fantastique, composed in 1830, in which an artist poisons himself with opium in despair from his hopeless, unrequited love. The music illustrates psychedelic visions composed in unorthodox orchestrations. The Other Trip is a contemporary soundscape of the American South, Rusty Air in Carolina, for symphony orchestra and electronica, written in 2006 by former Pittsburgh Symphony Composer of the Year, Mason Bates. The Pittsburgh Symphony also welcomes the return of Ukrainian-born pianist Valentina Lisitsa, who built her career and international following through YouTube, not the traditional competition circuit. She returns to play Sergei Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini. This is Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Pat and Michelle Atkins underwrite in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Arriving on stage, Manfred Honeck, music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony. He has his arm high in the air, signaling Andrew Reamer with the snare drum for the Star Spangled Banner. The Star Spangled Banner, with Manfred Honeck conducting the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and the Heinz Hall audience singing along. The Pittsburgh Symphony performs the Walter Damrosch arrangement of our national anthem. Composer Mason Bates is back for another season focus as composer in residence. He shared a few thoughts about his Rusty Air in Carolina.
Hi, I'm composer Mason Bates, and it's a great honor to come back to the Pittsburgh Symphony as the Composer of the Year. And it's very meaningful to open up with Rusty Air in Carolina, a tone poem to the ambience of the Deep South. You'll hear in this piece how I use field recordings of various insects, katydids, crickets, and cicadas, to kind of bring the sound of the Deep South into the concert hall and emulate those sounds with orchestral sonorities. The middle of the piece takes some of those insect sounds and turns them into a kind of bluesy groove. And by the end, when we get to dawn, the piece begins at dusk and ends at dawn, you'll hear a very hot and humid version of dawn.
Manfred Honeck began this Pittsburgh Symphony concert by leading the orchestra in Rusty Air in Carolina. It's a Heinz Hall premiere from Composer of the Year, Mason Bates. He tells us, to begin with, I'm a Virginian. Perhaps to anyone in the Carolinas, the task of conjuring up the rich summer noise of the South and pairing it with orchestral textures should be a job for an authentic Carolinian. But the memories are so vivid from the summer I spent in Brevard, South Carolina at the music festival there as a teenager that some sort of homage seemed necessary. So state pride will have to take a back seat. When Robert Moody took the helm of the Winston-Salem Symphony recently and asked if I might write a new piece for him, perhaps his own return to the Carolinas inspired Rusty Air. While Mason Bates' computers and electronics are taken off stage, a Steinway Concert Grand will be moved center stage for guest pianist Valentina Lisitsa, making her third Heinz Hall appearance in Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini. It's Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. I'm Jim Cunningham. Rachmaninoff was a world-renowned touring virtuoso pianist as well as a composer. His Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini was a tribute to an earlier composer-performer, Niccolo Paganini, the greatest violinist of the early 1800s. Paganini showcased his technique in a set of 24 caprices for solo violin. The devilishly difficult 24th caprice has inspired composers ever since, including Franz Liszt, Johannes Brahms, and Sergei Rachmaninoff. Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini begins with a brief variation on Paganini's famous caprice, followed by the theme itself and 24 variations, covering a wide spectrum of dynamics and moods. The 18th variation is the best known of the set. It's an inversion of Paganini's theme, an upside-down copy of the melody.
So it's not as romantic a Rachmaninoff as some people might think, with the exception of the 18th Rhapsody,
yes.
The 18th variation.
Yes. Of course, yeah, but everybody is waiting for that variation.
Yeah. So how do you resist the temptation to romanticize it when you get to that 18th variation?
No, because it's really, it's because it's so used and abused, you know, in movies, everywhere knows this. How do you do it that it doesn't stink, literally? You know, even flowers can stink too much, even when they're beautiful. But there is a special style in Rachmaninoff's own playing, because he's a unique composer in a way, because we have the recording of himself playing the piece. So, like, we all wonder how Bach wanted his music to sound, you know, we fight over little things in Chopin, saying, oh, he wanted it this way, that way. We have Rachmaninoff, who was arguably the greatest pianist who ever lived, one of the best. He also was a good conductor, and Philadelphia was not such a bad symphony either, right? So we know how he was doing it, and I think in his performance, the 18th variation, it's amazing, and that's epitome of his style, you know, how he does it. And it's not this kind of fake Russian style when, you know, we think about, you know, things like Russian soul, all those, you know, stumps kind of things that people, you know, Dr. Zhivago, very Hollywood-like Russians. It's not. The playing is totally different in his case. It's, for some people, it can strike them as being dry. But this is contemporary music, in a way. You know, it was written after Prokofiev concertos. And his style, you know, I very much advise, always I advise to the audience, I advise to piano students to listen, because we're so used, of course, to perfect sounds. And people react negatively when they hear the old sound, because they have to adjust their hearing to hear the beauty of it. And it's absolutely incomparable. We can only try to make it sound like Rachmaninoff, but I think we're getting pretty close.
Now here is pianist Valentina Lisitsa with conductor Manfred Honeck at Heinz Hall to perform Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini. Music by Sergei Rachmaninoff, with Manfred Honeck conducting the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and soloist Valentina Lisitsa. The music based on the Caprice No. 24 for solo violin by Niccolo Paganini. Paganini's 24th Caprice for solo violin was likely the most difficult violin showpiece of its time, and only Paganini was able to master it, leading to suspicion that his technique came from a pact with the devil. Rachmaninoff gives the devil his due by quoting the Dies Irae, the ancient Day of Wrath melody used by many composers. With more than 62 million YouTube views and some 98,000 subscribers to her channel, Valentina Lisitsa is one of the most watched classical musicians on the internet, using digital innovation to champion classical music and performance. Impressed by her YouTube success, the Royal Albert Hall, in an unprecedented step, opened its doors for Valentina's London debut on the 19th of June, 2012. That concert, recorded and filmed by Decca Classics, became her first release on the label. It was also Google's first ever live HD stream. Valentina Lisitsa made her Pittsburgh Symphony debut in April of 2010 with a performance of Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2, appearing on short notice when Horacio Gutierrez became ill. Valentina Lisitsa was invited back to Heinz Hall to perform Edvard Grieg's Piano Concerto in 2013. I sat down with Valentina for an interview, and although you won't find it on YouTube, you can watch it at pittsburghsymphony.org and wqedfm.org.
I think when you were here last, someone came from Australia to hear you play, because you have such a presence on the internet through your big success with YouTube. Are unusual happenings like that still common occurrence?
Oh, yes, it happens all the time. Mm-hmm. YouTube I like because it's about music, so I can put music there, and I did a recent thing, crazy things that I did. You know, they have these little cameras which they put on helmets when they do mountain biking and so I put it on myself, and I did some Bach and Beethoven. So that was something new for people, you know, to see perspective, what pianists actually see.
Still to come, Manfred Honeck conducts the second of this program's two trips, the Symphonie Fantastique by Hector Berlioz, filled with hallucinatory images from a young artist intoxicated by love and opium. The music is a natural high for me. I'm your stone-cold sober host, Jim Cunningham. Malia Toronjo is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony, resident conductors Francesco Lecce Chong and Franco Andres. Pittsburgh Symphony can always be found on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel from the WQED.org website. There are archived concerts available on demand 24 hours a day. Just Google Pittsburgh Concert Channel. I hope you'll take a moment and write me a note. I would love to hear from you. I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh Symphony Blue Viewing Glasses. Get them free while they last with the Radio Guide, a complete list of concerts in the series, a photo of Stuart Copeland, the percussionist and composer, who appears later this season having conquered the world with his colleague Sting as a member of the rock band The Police. You'll also receive a Pittsburgh Symphony history, Manfred Honeck's biography, and more. All free, write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. You'll find the website at psoradio.org, and you can send email directly, pso@wqed.org. Pat and Michelle Atkins underwrite this program in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio comes to you from Public Radio International.